Blog Talk Radio.
Great day. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Natasha L. Brown, your healing evangelist and holistic advocate. We are live here on My New Peace Radio at mynewpeace.com, as well as on YouTube, New Peace Wellness, or Natasha L. Brown. You can find me either way on both of those platforms. And just want to give you a big welcome and say happy autumn. We haven't talked since last week, and each week on Tuesdays, we are sharing holistic information and tips to make sure that your holistic journey is going in the right track. And before we get started, just want to read the disclaimer. This is an informational session. I am not a medical professional. This broadcast is used to assist you in starting and maintaining your holistic journey. Always seek medical attention from your primary care physician, or if it's an emergency room, the emergency room, or dial 911. So as a healing evangelist and holistic advocate, I work majority of the time with women, educating them on how to reverse dis-ease in the body and to make sure that they're utilizing this body as a self-healing machine the way God created it to be so. I am the author of 4 books, my last book being The Now Proverbs 31 Woman, and you can find those books on natashalbrown.com. And you can go ahead and purchase those books there. And, again, we are also live on YouTube this week. Last week we were live in the women's group on Facebook, Selflessly Selfish. So this week we are only on My New Peace Radio and YouTube. So if you are watching us on YouTube, don't forget to click the subscribe button as well as the bell so you'll get notifications when we go live. And what are we dealing with this week? This week we are dealing with resiliency. Are you resilient? Do you know how to flex your resiliency muscle? You know, and it's not the physical muscle. And the definition of resilient is it's a person or animal able to withstand or recover quickly from difficult conditions. And another definition, when I looked it up at dictionary.com, was number 2, really stood out to me, of a substance or object able to recoil or spring back into shape after bending, stretching, or being compressed. That one is a really good one because it gives more of a visual of what resiliency looks like when we get into situations that may come to what we think break us, but it's actually growing us, it's strengthening us. And if we are utilizing that muscle, it'll take us into a place where we can grow. And that's the whole part of everyday life. You want to make sure that you're growing, you're going in the right direction. So what we want to make sure you do is there are some keys that we want to give out, just some simple things that you can do on a daily basis to make sure you are going in the right direction, you are getting what you need, and being who you're supposed to be doing, being. You know, when we operate in our purpose, we feel much better than when we are not operating in our purpose. And when you're not operating in your purpose, what you're doing is depressing who you are and who you're supposed to be. So what begins to happen is you experience depression. You experience a struggle through everyday life. So definitely we want to keep in mind to operate in our purpose. And if you're not sure what your purpose is, then that's definitely something you need to be working through during your devotional time. And everyone should have a devotional time. So definitely if you've watched me for any point in time, that's one of my top 5s, having a devotional time. Outside of being hydrated, exercising, eating live foods to make sure that your body is getting what it needs. So every area, as a holistic advocate, I work on the entire being, not just the physical. So there are keys to being resilient. The first key is accept and face difficult situations head on. Do you do that or do you avoid difficult situations? You know, many people avoid difficult situations, but when we accept what's going on and we face those situations head on, it is going to work out much better for us. So anticipate in advance that challenging situations will come up. is inevitable on a daily basis. So you want to learn how to be proactive rather than reactive, and that's with anything in life, and plan on how you'll handle challenges. Not sit around and think of things that could go wrong, but be aware that things will go wrong, and what are you willing to do in order to make sure that you can still go through and complete the goal, accomplish whatever the goal is. So sometimes you need to have a plan B in what you're doing so that you can stick to what the main goal is. So number one, accept and face difficult situations head on. Number two, believe in your own inner strength. We are stronger than we give ourselves credit for, which in turn will, if we would just go ahead and work in our strengths, we can get more things done. We don't spend as much time with self-doubt and self-criticism. We can move forward the way we're supposed to. So take time to remind yourself, not wait for someone else, but remind yourself of past successes in other challenging areas of your life. If you just sat down and thought about even not just the past 24, 48 hours, the past year, what have you overcome? What have you come through? What have you been successful in? Those are things that you want to make sure you are keeping in mind and remembering. So what have you overcome? If you need to, get a success journal. Write down things that you've come through and be flexible enough in your view of that particular situation to realize that you did make it out. Because, look, you're here today. It says a lot about who you are. Identify your strengths and use those strengths in current situations. They will help you get through your current situations. Sometimes we get through situation after situation in survival mode. We've never picked up any skills, and it's almost like a cycle. We are continuously repeating that thing. So acknowledge what you've learned. That's what the success journal is for. Acknowledge what you've learned. Write it down. And then as you get into difficult situations, it will come back to you, or you can just open up the journal and read how you got through that particular situation. So don't self-doubt. Remind yourself of how strong you are. Remind yourself of how God brought you out of that last situation. And remind yourself of the directions that God gave you to get out of that situation. So return to those situations in the success journal as a motivation, and it is a success. Each day we get through a situation, each day we do something as far as building up that resiliency muscle is something worth journaling. So number one was accept and face difficult situations head on. Number two is believe in your own inner strength. Number three is reframe your thinking. So one main thing, and I love affirmations. I'm working on a book of affirmations. Affirm setbacks are temporary, not permanent. It's a way to remind yourself that you can get through. You can make it. You can do what needs to be done. So focus on what is still working rather than the areas where you've lapsed. Remind yourself of all the things you did well before the small setback. And, you know, some things are small and we blow them out of proportion to make it bigger than it really is. But keep in mind to celebrate what you have done correctly, what you've done to get you to the next step, and what will motivate you to continue to go in the right direction. So celebrate those things that you did well rather than beating yourself up over what you did wrong. And sometimes maybe you did it half and half, but still celebrate the half of the success that you came into. That's where that success journal comes into. Number one, accept and face difficult situations head on. Number two, believe in your own inner strength. And number three, you want to reframe your thinking. Number four, talk back to that inner critic. So what is the inner critic saying? And again, sometimes we're so hard on ourselves, it is unnecessary. So talk back to your critic. Despite a difficult week or this difficult day or a difficult goal, it doesn't mean you're a failure. It only means that you have had a difficult week, a difficult day, or you've struggled through a particular goal. But did you get through it? Again, you're here today, so you did, right? So you have the opportunity to do better in the upcoming week, upcoming day, and upcoming situation or goal. So keep in mind again, that's what journaling would do for you. Keep in mind what you did to get through that particular situation and how you got out of the situation if you were having some difficulties. What direction? God is always whispering to us and guiding us. So what is it that we learned? Are we willing to write it down? Are we willing to remember? Because we're going to encounter someone that may go through that same particular situation. Are we able to encourage them to do what it will take to get them out of the situation? That was number four. So number one, accept and face difficult situations head on. Number two, believe in your own inner strength. Number three, reframe your thinking. Number four, talk back to that inner critic. Number five, try to learn from your setbacks. We're not going to try, we're going to just learn from our setbacks. That's why we have that success journal, right? Mistakes and slip-ups aren't failures. They are learning experiences. So we never lose, we learn, right? So we're either learning or we are winning. So gather data to help you move forward in the future and avoid similar situations. And sometimes we repeat things because, again, we haven't found out what we learned out of the situation, or we're not trying to learn anything. We're just stuck in survival mode. Treat those particular wins as learning opportunities. And, again, make sure that if you're mentoring someone, then that is a good way to assist them in the learning curve, right? That's the whole point of mentoring, that the person doesn't have to go through exactly what you went through in order to learn what they're supposed to learn. So number five, try to learn from your setbacks. So number one, accept and face difficult situations head on. Number two, believe in your own inner strength. Number three, reframe your thinking. Number four, talk back to that inner critic. And number five, we're going to journal in our success journal so that we can learn from our setbacks and not allow them to keep us frozen in time. Because that resiliency, remember, we're like that core, the spring that we are springing back. We are flexible enough to continue to bend, to continue to do what it takes and not break. Number six is our final one, find a cheerleader. Right? Children who grow up to be resilient and highly successful adults report there was one person in their life who never stopped believing in them, and those people are called charismatic adults. You know, you have children in your life, and not just your own children. Who are you encouraging, whether it's a child or an adult? Are you encouraging someone to be successful, to move forward, and to do what it takes in order to survive? If you're just joining us, I'm Natasha L. Brown, healing evangelist and holistic advocate, and I am your host of My New Peace Radio. You can join us weekly on Tuesdays by going to mynewpeace.com. Or on YouTube, we are live as well. You can find me as Natasha L. Brown or New Peace Wellness. And definitely we are talking about, are you resilient? So I've given five steps. We're on number six now. Find a cheerleader. So those children that had a supportive adult and it only took one person, they have become resilient and they are more successful than those that did not have a cheerleader. So those, you know, a cheerleader can point out the good things, they motivate you to move forward, and they encourage you to do what it takes to be your best. So when it comes to completing a goal, having just one supportive, significant person in your life is essential. And any of my major goals, my last degree, what I had to do is get me an accountability partner. Just the fact of knowing that she would call and check up on me, or the fact that if I was having a hard time, I can talk it through with her, it really helped me, because at a point in time, I was about to say forget it because it became difficult and challenging. So whether it's a coach, a friend, your trainer, a spouse, no matter who it is, hearing from that person and that person reminding you and giving you that encouragement goes a long way. Just knowing that there's someone that's there that believes in you and they can see you reaching your goal, it's very encouraging. So this will help you in achieving your goals and strengthening that resiliency muscle. It'll get you going in the right direction. So, again, the definition of resilient for a person or an animal which is able to withstand or recover quickly from difficult conditions. And the second one that I found, which was really encouraging, is a substance or object able to recoil or spring back into shape after bending, stretching, or being compressed. And sometimes, you know, we go through situations we don't necessarily want to go back to who we were, but we don't want to be so broken that we can't move forward and grow into who we're supposed to be. So we gave you 6 keys to being resilient. Number 1, accept and face difficult situations head on. Number 2, believe in your own inner strengths. Number 3, reframe your thinking. Number 4, talk back to your inner critic. And number 5, learn from your setbacks. That's why we have a success journal. Number 6, find that cheerleader to push you through to reaching your goal. And so these are things that you want to do on a daily basis until you get that resiliency muscle strengthened and you can encourage someone else. And as you encourage someone else, you're still strengthening your resiliency muscle. So keep those things in mind. And again, you have been listening to My New Peace Radio. I'm your host, Natasha L. Brown, and we are here each Tuesday. And we are also live on YouTube if you don't catch us on MyNewPeace.com. And what I want you to remember, and I want you to know, that I love you and that self-love, self-compassion, and self-care are your superpowers. I will see you on next week, and I am glad you joined me. If you have any comments or questions, go ahead and post those things. And if there's something that you'd like to see in the future that you'd like us to discuss, put that in the comments as well. And again, on YouTube, hit the subscribe button and the bell so you'll know when we're going live. And if you're at MyNewPeace.com, click the follow button. Love you all. Have a great week. Thank you so much for joining me.